This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. My latest commentary will be out over the weekend, syndicated by newspapers around the country, Creator Syndicate. And it is titled, "Of Course This Election Was Stolen." This election was stolen. I don't need the media or Democrats or Rhino Republican, Never Trumpers or the Attorney General of the United States to agree with me. They're all either compromised, in on the scam, or blind, deaf, and really dumb. Anyone who isn't blind can see it with their own two eyes. I've lived almost my entire life in cynical New York and Las Vegas. I've been a professional sports gambler for over 30 years. I've seen every con, every scam, and every world-class ripoff known to man. This election was stolen. There isn't even a question. I'll use my sports gaming knowledge to explain. Take this past Monday night football game between Philadelphia and Seattle. Philly lost the game by 6 points. But what if we all woke up the next morning to find out Philadelphia won? What if the officials reported Philly found 20 extra points after the game was over? You laugh, but would sports fans and bettors accept that result? Well, that's exactly what just happened to President Trump. How about if Philly just kept playing until they won, no matter how long it took? What if the refs added an entire game or two or three? Eventually, at some point, Philly might take a lead. What if at that moment they awarded Philly the victory? Would sports fans and bettors accept that result? Well, that's exactly what just happened to President Trump. What if Philly won the game with 10 extra players on the field? What if no one ever questioned the credentials of these players? We had no idea where they came from or if they were legally on the field. Would sports bettors accept the result? Well, that's exactly what just happened to President Trump. How about if the game was played with no witnesses for Seattle? The stadium was wrapped in pizza boxes so no one could see in. Suddenly, the officials came out and declared Philly the winner without one witness. Would sports fans and bettors accept that result? Well, that's exactly what just happened to President Trump. Attorney General Barr must be either crooked, compromised, or a complete moron. But where I come from in New York and Vegas, something smells rotten if one guy is winning and suddenly the vote counting stops for the night, something that's never happened before. And then, in the morning, miraculously, the other guy's ahead, because they started counting again with no witnesses. And the overnight count with no witnesses kept coming in batches of 25,000 to zero, 100,000 to zero, 300,000 to zero for one guy, Biden, after Trump led all election night. Make any sense? And no signatures were verified, and no Republicans were allowed in the room or were kept so far away they needed binoculars. Or one side kept counting for days after the election until they were ahead. Or batches of ballots were not only 100,000 to zero favoring Biden, but all of the ballots were pristine and perfect, like they'd never been touched or mailed, like they were manufactured that way, straight from a printing press. Or batches of ballots numbering in the hundreds of thousands only had one name filled out, Biden. Like they were filled out in a hurry and there was no time to add a vote for any other down-ballot candidate. Or U.S. Postal Service drivers were coming out of the woodwork to admit they drove tractor trailers with hundreds of thousands of ballots the day after the election from New York to Pennsylvania and witnessed those ballots being backdated to the day before the election. Or we had a video of every witness being ordered out of the Atlanta counting room because of a water main break that never happened. And suddenly on video, we clearly see suitcases of ballots appear out of the blue and new ballots are added to the count with no Republican witnesses in the room. If you believe those four miraculous comeback victories by Democrats in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin are legitimate, I've got a bridge to sell you in Vegas above the Atlantic Ocean. Good luck with that. Anyone who believes this election wasn't stolen is an idiot. You couldn't get away with just blatant fraud with a football game. In Vegas, you'd have your legs broken for even trying. So how come we're letting our elections be stolen? Is a fixed presidential election less important than a fixed football game? Millions of dollars are on the line with any football game. But trillions of dollars in government spending, government contracts, and government patronage jobs are on the line with a presidential election. The future direction of America is on the line. It's time for President Trump to take a stand, or the U.S. Supreme Court to take a stand, or the American people to take a stand. But I know two things. This election was stolen, and these results cannot stand. I don't need, quote-unquote, specific concrete proof. Any idiot can tell you if the vote counting stopped and in the morning you're losing after you were way ahead, something went wrong. Somebody stole the election. Any idiot can tell you when they claim there's a water main break, everyone leave the room for the night, and there is no water main break. And suddenly, the next morning, they've added tons of ballots, and now a video shows they broke out suitcases when everyone left the room and took out all kinds of mysterious ballots. Something's really wrong. Anyone could tell you when truck drivers for the United States Postal Service say they trucked hundreds of thousands of ballots across state lines from New York to Pennsylvania after the election. After the election. But the ballots were backdated before the election. Something smells rotten in Denmark. I don't need what you call hard proof. That is hard proof. And it's so scary that the guy they elected is an old, feeble man with dementia. He gave a bizarre interview today. Bizarre. Biden jokes he would resign. He would fake illness and resign if he disagrees with Kamala about anything. During a Thursday CNN interview with Kamala Harris, Biden was asked about his relationship with his running mate, to which he gave a rambling reply capped off with the most awkward of jokes that under certain circumstances he'd fake an illness and resign. He said, it's a matter of the thing. We are simpatico in our philosophy of government, simpatico on how we want to approach these issues that we're facing. And when we disagree, it'll be just like so far, it's been just like when Barack and I did. It's in private. She'll say, I think you should do A, B, C, or D. And I'll say, I like A, I don't like B and C. And like I told Barack, if there's a fundamental disagreement, we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and I have to resign. I mean, you're just talking about people that just aren't qualified to be president of the United States any longer. Is something wrong with this guy? Both Biden and Harris during the campaign referred to a Harris administration while on the campaign trail. And now he's your president of the United States. If her and I disagree, I'll develop some disease and I'll step down. Well, guess what? There's the game plan. He's already got the disease. It's called dementia. He's going to have to step down. And of course, the jobs report came out today and it was horrible. You realize every month, month after month with Trump, the jobs report, fantastic, fantastic. One better than the other, even since COVID. One better than the other, all-time records. But all of a sudden, Biden's elected president, and the November jobs report sucks. You know why? Because everyone's scared to death, A, that Joe Biden's going to lock down the economy and kill all our jobs. And B, they're scared to death that Joe Biden has already named his economic council. All his economic advisors, council members, and even cabinet members, they're all retreads from the Obama administration. They're a bunch of socialist eggheads from Ivy League universities who believe in socialism. These people are going to kill the economy even without a lockdown. We had the worst recovery since the Great Depression. That's not a recovery. That's a depression in and of itself under Obama and Biden. And now, with a virus with a 99.6% survival rate, this guy has appointed Biden all advisors who say they want to lock down the entire economy. Morons. Just complete freaking morons. So all I can tell you is we got a lot of trouble, folks. A lot of trouble. And we got, you know, you talk about bar owners in this country who are arrested or going to be arrested or have been arrested because they're trying to earn a living. and keep their bars open or their restaurants open or their hair salons open. But then at the same exact time, nobody's willing to ever arrest an illegal alien. No Democrat ever gets arrested. No potential Democrat voter ever gets arrested. It's beyond belief. You got a mayor of Los Angeles that bans walking. He says you can't walk. Mayor Garcetti bans walking. He kicks off the most restrictive lockdown in the country. It appears even walking and exercise are now banned in California. It's right out of Australia's playbook. Australia's COVID playbook. He said it's time to cancel everything. It's time to cancel Christmas. It's time to cancel unnecessary travel on foot, also known as walking. His order prohibits all travel, including without limitation, travel on foot, bicycle, scooter, motorcycle, automobile, or public transit. I listen, every single person who hears my voice, who lives in the Los Angeles area, walk outside, start walking, give the middle finger to Garcetti, and to your Governor Newsom, and to even the police. If they want to enforce this, give them the finger. They won't. The police won't enforce this. They're good people. They won't do it. He's insane. And, of course, there's always exceptions. Everybody who works in grocery stores, everybody who works in big box retailers, they're all fine. He ordered all residents living in the city to remain in their homes while barring all inter-household gatherings and requiring all non-essential businesses to close or have all their employees return to working from home. This is what's going on in the United States of America. Meanwhile, in New York City, a bar owner was arrested, and he vows to keep fighting the coronavirus restrictions. He's lost faith in Cuomo and de Blasio. Well, you've lost faith in Cuomo and de Blasio. It took you till now to lose faith in those two losers? Two communist, socialist, Marxist losers? These people are all out to destroy the United States of America. I'll tell you the bar owner story when we get back. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health.
And we have a message for you women today. Are you struggling with mood swings, hot flashes, night sweats, thyroid or hormone imbalances?
And men, are you struggling with all those challenges of looking at that woman and saying, who abducted my wife? Is this an alien invasion? Great news. That is normal. Ladies, we have helped hundreds and hundreds of women to reverse all those issues totally naturally. Get their hormones in balance. And hey, guys, we've had men raise their testosterone level 500 points, all natural, through our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. So be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text Protect 2A247-4747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A247-4747. Again, text PROTECT 2A247-4747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A247-4747.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. I want to mention Trump Rules, getting a nice plug for my book, Trump Rules. Changed my life. Went from an SOB, son of a butcher, blue collar, to a big winner. You know, I may not be a billionaire like Trump, but I follow Trump's rules, and I really did become a very successful guy, became one of the youngest political candidates in the history of New York State, one of the youngest TV hosts and anchormen in American TV at CNBC, in those days known as Financial News Network, became the king of Vegas sports gambling, became a self-made millionaire at the age of 29 and bought a house on the beach in Malibu. Wanted to be Jimmy the Greek and became Jimmy the Greek's partner on TV. Wanted to become Bill O'Reilly, became Bill O'Reilly's partner on Newsmax TV. Wanted to become Rush Limbaugh, got a nationally syndicated radio show. And now, we just announced yesterday, my publicly traded company just signed Pete Rose, our national spokesman. And Pete Rose and I will be starring in TV ads all over the United States starting this weekend. Also announced today, we changed the name of my company. We literally moved into a shell called Goo Green. And a Republican like me can't have a shell called Goo Green, right? Sounds like it's a green energy liberal boondoggle. And it was approved by all the proper authorities on Wall Street. Took about a month or so. But we just got the A-OK today and put out a press release. The new name of my company is Winners Incorporated. Winners Incorporated. Does that sound like something I learned from Trump? My company, publicly traded, is called Winners. And my stock ticker symbol is going to be Winners. W-N-R-S. Winners. Very funny. And not only that, I produced three hit television reality shows. I mean, I'm just an average guy from Mount Vernon, New York, with a butcher father, a butcher grandfather. How did I do it? The Trump Rules. That's my book. The book is all about the Trump Rules, what they did for Trump, what they did for me, what they could do for you. And it's the best Christmas gift ever for all the Trump fans in your life. No reason to even think about it anymore. Just buy a few copies, give them out to your Trump friends, and you got the perfect Christmas gift. Biggest news story, I think, of today is U.S. media coverage of pandemic, because I was just ranting about the pandemic and the lockdowns and what could be coming with Biden. I mean, it's beyond my comprehension that Biden could be even thinking about a national lockdown, but he is thinking about it, and even if he doesn't do it, we're prisoners of our individual states. If I happen to be based in Florida, I wouldn't care what Governor Sisolak did in Nevada. Right? But we got to care because we live in Nevada. There's no choice. DeSantis will never lock down again in Florida. And the Governor Greg Abbott of Texas says he will never lock down again. He will pay attention to people that are sick and try and prevent old people in nursing homes from getting sick. But we're not gonna look backwards anymore. We're looking forwards. No more lockdowns. But in Nevada, he's dying for a lockdown, Sisolak. Dying for a lockdown. And the stats are so misleading. I don't know the reason. When they say so many people are in the hospital, you know, I remember back in March and April, they said, oh my God, the ICUs are being overwhelmed. You can tell this stuff and you can still lie. You can tell the truth and still lie. I remember back in March and April, they kept screaming, the ICUs are filled and they're going to be filled. And then I saw experts testifying that the hospitals were empty. Empty. Hospitals were empty. So were they filled? Maybe in some places. They were taking the one place was filled, New York. New York's filled with illegal immigrants. And they were taking the one place was filled, El Paso, filled with not just illegal immigrants, but people from Mexico sick with COVID who walk across the bridge, come to America, and go right to an American hospital. So the whole Mexico's in the El Paso hospital system. And they're overwhelmed. Does that mean the rest of us can never go to work again? Some people are sick in a nursing home. Does that mean the rest of us can never go to work again? Nevada's hospitals aren't overwhelmed. Back in October, I think it was. It was either August or October, Sisolak gave a speech and said the ICUs were overwhelmed. And then the Hospital Association, which Victor Jakes and the RJ today pointed out, Hospital Association of Nevada came out a day later after he said the ICUs were full, and they said, no, they're not. They're empty. Does it ever occur to you that politicians just lie about everything? So when they tell you hysterically, oh, my God, the ICUs are all filled, maybe they're not. They're just lying. Or maybe they're filled with people with heart attacks and cancer. Not with COVID. They didn't say they're filled with COVID. They said they're filled. Does that mean I can't go to work anymore? ICUs are filled. 12 people had a heart attack yesterday. 22 are dying of cancer. 6 had a stroke. 12 had COVID. That means I can't go to work anymore? Well, only if you're a communist, you want to destroy the American economy and destroy capitalism. Yeah. A new study shows American media have been far more negative in their coverage of coronavirus than media in any other nation in the world. How come, folks? Does that make any sense to you? 91% of the stories by U.S. major media are negative in tone about COVID versus 54% for non-U.S. major sources and 65% for scientific journals. The negativity of the U.S. major media is notable everywhere in the world. It's notable versus anywhere you compare in the world. I wonder why. Because Trump's president, maybe?
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Governors and other state officials must decide Friday who will get the first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine that's expected to become available later this month. Friday marks the deadline for states to submit requests for doses of the Pfizer vaccine. In doing so, they must specify where the limited amounts of shots should be shipped and how many will be for non-binding guidelines adopted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention this week. That puts healthcare workers and nursing home patients at the front of the line. United States employers add 245,000 jobs in November as companies scale back their hiring as the coronavirus pandemic accelerates across the country. This marks the fewest added jobs since April. The report from the Labor Department also shows the unemployment rate fell to 6.7%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. See, sure enough, one of my fans, Doug, sent a note just a minute ago, visiting with family in Dallas for Thanksgiving, some of whom are in the medical profession. When the total amount of people in ICU reaches 15% COVID patients, it's considered high. In other words, ICU is filled with 85% other patients without COVID. So it's not COVID that's filling the ICU. They get scared when it's 15% or higher. And I have lots of other theories. First of all, in a nation of 330 million, aren't there a lot of old people? Of course there are. And by the way, it doesn't make you bad. I'm 59. Another 10 years, they'll call me an old person. I'll be 69. I'll be on Social Security in 10 years. And in 20 years, I'll be 79. So it's not like I'm against old people. Gosh, I'm almost there. But just because an old person is sick and needs to go to the hospital doesn't mean everyone else who's young and healthy has to stop working. Doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make any sense. None of this makes sense, except they're trying to destroy small business. And they're trying to destroy capitalism. And they're trying to destroy America. And they're trying to destroy Trump all at the same time. Just absolutely bizarre. By the way, perfect timing. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare, by the way, open enrollment is here right now. And so it's a perfect time to pick Liberty HealthShare, although they have this exemption, and so you can enroll in Liberty HealthShare all year long. You don't have to wait for the open enrollment period, but most people are thinking about switching now, so it's a good time to talk about it. It is open enrollment period, and you can switch. And I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. They were charging me $2,000 a month, and because I had a $10,000 deductible, they paid for nothing. It was a disgrace, a never-ending nightmare. And then I found Liberty HealthShare. Best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month if you want. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the two most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided healthcare for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience, I'm a member, my children are members, just in premiums alone. I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. $100,000 as of January 1st. 5 years, average of $20,000 a year. $100,000. Could you use an extra $100,000? Coverage starts as low as $349 a month. Liberty has affordable programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. You know what, I don't have my call screen on, so if you want callers, you're going to have to read them into my ear, Chris, because I have no idea, I can't see anything, I'm flying blind, and I can't reach my call screen until after the segment is over. So tell me who we got on the line, and I'll be glad. David in Tennessee? David in Tennessee. We'll take David.
Hi.
David, you're on with Wayne. How are you?
Hey. I'm doing well at this particular point. I'm not looking forward to trying to struggle for next 4 years. I was kind of calling to see if there was any possibility you and maybe even some of your other guests might discuss the idea and hopefully some governors of the red states and some legislatures of the red states might consider convening and pulling away from the blue states and have our own coalition with our own taxes and our own prosperity and our own fracking and our own drilling and not have to listen to moratoriums from, I know, he was vice president when the last big moratorium turned all the drilling rights to Brazil and the last president's friends. I don't want to have to be ruled by the United Nations. I don't want to have to listen to how great China is from the World Health Organization. I want to prosper. We've done great for 4 years, and now he's going to ruin it all. He's going to take all the money and start throwing it at other countries and stuff.
No, I agree with you.
I really like it. David, I'd really like to see if it's possible that the governors would consider pulling away from the union and forming a separate coalition and see which one of us does better, the blue states or the red states.
No, look, everything you're saying is pie in the sky, and my guess is it can never happen, but I agree with it all 100%. I just don't see it happening. I don't know of any governor, including Texas and Florida, that is just going to announce I'm seceding from the United States of America. What you're talking about is short of seceding. You're saying don't secede, just form your own little coalition, but then you can't do anything about federal taxes.
Actually, I was thinking we'd be the United States of America because the other guys seem to prefer foreign countries and foreign everything to America. They're always throwing their money at all kinds of stuff outside the country. They're raising taxes against corporations and driving them out of the country and making our economy even smaller and smaller. It's like if we have a bowl full of money and they go, well, hey, look, I can always raise taxes. So they grab another handful and they throw it polar bears in the Arctic.
They throw it at a Green New Deal. They throw it at free school for all, free college for all, free Medicare for all, free health care for all. They throw it at 1,000 different things. They throw it at welfare. They throw it at food.
There was a time when I went to school, and this was 50 years ago, that summer classes were free. If you didn't make it, summer classes were free. Extracurricular activities were free. Now you actually have to pay for everything that's outside basic schooling because they've even ruined the economy for the schools. I remember calling, I think it was Joe Pags. One of the other call show people when Trump was running and everyone was talking about not having enough money for this and not having enough money for that. And I pointed out that when the tide rises, when he does for us what he's done for himself and the tide rises, everybody's boat's going to float. Not even the bad boats will float, you know, and that's happened over 4 years. Now they want to go back again. Now they think, okay, now we're fat. We got low prices of gas. Let's go back to where we were. It's like going back to Egypt or something, you know?
Hey, David, look, I'm with you. I just don't think it'll ever happen. I'm with you. I think if things get bad enough, you could see an attempt by Texas to secede, and maybe Texas and Florida and a bunch of southern states would go with them together. It's just sad because there's so many Republican people trapped in blue Democrat states, but they're going to have to make a decision to move. I mean, I moved from New York when I thought the taxes were too high, and I moved to California where they were much lower at that time, and the sun was out all day, and I said, what a great deal. And I loved California at the time, loved it. I had a great 10 years there out of my almost 15 years. 10 of them were great, but the last few were horrible, and I got the hell out of there, and then I moved to Nevada when I decided California was no good anymore, and I'm starting to feel like I may, in the next few years, make the decision to leave Nevada. If it continues to go the way it's going blue and they put in a state income tax, I'll be out of here. And so I'll have left three states in my lifetime and moved to a fourth state, you know, which might be Texas or Florida or Utah. So, you know, people have a right to move, so I feel bad that people are trapped in a blue state, but you know what? You're not trapped. Pick up your feet and move. Get the hell out of there. I did it. Why can't you? Whenever the state, you know, does bad things, move to a much better state. The problem is they all get bad eventually, you know? It seems like liberals populate a place like California, and then they move out and destroy Seattle and Washington. They move out and destroy Portland and Oregon. They move out and destroy Las Vegas and Nevada. They move out and they destroy Phoenix and Arizona. They move and destroy New Mexico, Albuquerque, and they move and destroy Colorado, Denver. They've moved to all of those cities, infested them with Democrats, and then destroyed the state, so the states now vote blue. Look at Colorado. In this last election, Nevada, again, went slightly, slightly Democrat with massive cheating. But meanwhile, Colorado went huge Democrat. I mean, I can't even believe. I guess because pot is such a big thing there. Pot is so legal. I don't know. I don't know what the reason is, but it became so liberal overnight. Colorado used to be a very conservative state, and now it's very liberal. So I don't know. All I could tell you is the problem with this country is judges. Like right now. And thank you for the call. Appreciate it, David. David in Tennessee, thank you. Right now, at this moment, I just went to look at my little ticker on my cell phone, and a Nevada judge tosses Trump campaign's election challenge. Of course they did. Who was on my show yesterday? Somebody was on and said they thought, I think it was JD, the caller. He thought it was a good judge. And what did I say on the air? JD, you're being naive. There are no good judges. There's Democrats and rhinos. There's no real conservative judges. They're all for the deep state. They're all for the D.C. swamp. They're all for Big Brother. You will not get any help until we get to the Supreme Court, and then I don't know if you're going to get any help. This country may have to go to revolution and civil war because you're going to allow a stolen election. It is so clear it was stolen. So clear. Nevada judge tosses Trump campaign challenge. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he was a big conservative judge. District court judge in Carson City ruled against President Trump's campaign trying to overturn Nevada's presidential results. Judge James Russell issued his order after hearing hours of argument from attorneys representing both Trump and President-elect Biden. Trump's campaign echoed the president's own calls of voter fraud and alleged that Clark County election staff failed to address 40,000 cases of double voting and thousands more illegal votes in deceased or voters who don't live in Nevada. They're not even mentioning how many illegal aliens voted. I guarantee you 100,000 or more illegal aliens voted in Nevada. And the joke is, it's out in the open. They're automatically registered to vote at DMV. So how could you even question me? Democrats argued the challenge did not identify a single voter who allegedly committed fraud, did not provide any other evidence to warrant overturning the will of the majority of Nevada's 1.4 million voters. And the judge, of course, sided with the Democrats. Always do. Always do. Biden won the state by a lousy 33,000 votes out of 1.4 million votes. Oh, yeah, that's the will of the voters. 1.4 million voters willed Biden to win, except he won by 33,000 votes. And my buddy tells me 10 to 20,000 were homeless people living in Los Angeles. Just that. Plus illegal aliens. Plus dead people. Plus dogs and cats registered to vote. It's a joke. It's absurd. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a health care program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no network. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroos. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke? Number one killers. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy three bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I got to read you the story real quick. The mother who, along with her daughter, handled and counted ballots alone for hours in Georgia, Ruby Freeman, caught running the same batch of ballots through a tabulator three times. Do you understand? You know, here's a vote for Trump. Here's one for Biden, but Biden comes out ahead 10-1. How's that possible? Oh, because we ran. Biden's won 10 times through the tabulator. Trump got run through once. That's how they won this election. The mother-daughter team of ballot counters in Atlanta really overdid their fraud. We saw on video how they stuck around and counted ballots after kicking Republicans out of the State Farm Center on a fake water main break hoax. The mother and daughter passed an object the size of a thumb drive between each other in a suspicious manner. Now we have evidence the mother, Ruby, sent the same stack of votes through a tabulator in the State Farm Center three times. And the corrupt Republican politicians in Georgia are trying to give the election to Joe Biden. Besides them, nobody did more to steal the election for Joe Biden than this mother-daughter combo. I mean, you got to stand up and fight this, folks. You people in Georgia, are you out of your minds? Go after Ruby Freeman and her daughter. Can you imagine if two people, two nobodies, two minimum wage losers, two volunteers probably don't even get paid for a campaign could have determined the United States of America's president? It's so bizarre. So bizarre. And then the judge in Nevada, that was breaking news right when I was talking to our caller Dave in Tennessee. Obama judge in Nevada. See, he's an Obama jude. J.D. was so naive yesterday when he said, oh, well, are you listening, J.D.? You were naive. Oh, he looks like a good guy. Yeah, good guy. Obama-appointed judge. Denies Trump campaign's lawsuit. Ignores 20 books full of evidence. Trump campaign presented over 20 binders of evidence to a court calling for the state to overturn a fraudulent election. James Russell, Judge James Russell, ruled the mountain of evidence presented by the Trump campaign to have little value. He's an Obama appointee. Just another freaking commie loser out to destroy the United States and destroy capitalism. You can't win. It's impossible to ever get a case in front of a decent judge in the state of Nevada. I'm guessing it's that way in every state. The courts are just filled with deep state, D.C. swamp, communist, bribed, bought and sold, owned lock, stock, and barrel by big corporations or the D.C. swamp or the communist Chinese or the Mexican drug cartel judges. Judge James Russell ruled against the Trump campaign's unprecedented request to either block certification of the state's presidential election results or award the state's electoral votes to Trump, saying in a written order the campaign's claims of voter fraud never reached the level needed to bring the state's presidential results into question. In a 35-page order, Russell wrote he found the evidence offered by Trump to have little to no value and failed to provide under any standard of proof that the campaign's long list of alleged fraud and voter irregularities can be backed up under evidentiary standard. Yeah, of course not. There's never any proof. You heard my opening commentary to this show, right? There's never any proof except they stopped counting and then Biden was in. And they did it with batches of hundreds of thousands to zero for Biden. And the batches were clean like no one had ever filled them out. Every one of them looked the same as the next. Perfect, pristine condition. Never written on, never spilled coffee on, never mailed out and you know, beaten up by the mail. No, perfect, right for the printing machine, straight to Atlanta, straight to Las Vegas, straight to Phoenix, straight to Detroit, straight to Milwaukee, straight to Philly, straight to Pittsburgh. They got their nice, clean ballots trucked in overnight by USP, United States Postal Service. And they had them backdated. What a joke. What an absolute farce. Sponsor of the segment, and the judges don't care. They provide little or no value. There's no proof here. Because you're all full of crap. Every one of you is dirty. What do they pay you? Hey, Judge Russell, how much money you got in a Cayman bank account? How much did the Democratic Party pay you, Obama-appointee communist loser? Unbelievable what bad people these judges are. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. A little respite from politics here. Because they aren't about a diet. This isn't a diet. They don't make you diet. It's not a weight loss program. They don't care about weight loss. They don't care about pounds on the scale, although it's nice. They care about how much fat you lose in your body that could save your life one day so you don't get cancer or heart disease. And so John and Chelsea Jubilee are the owners of Energized Health, and they shared with me their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And it's just, it's a way of living. It's a way of literally drinking water. It's a way of exercising. It's a way of eating that's just a little different than anything I've ever done in my life. And they point out every diet fails. There's not a person out there who ever succeeds with a diet long term. Short term, they usually lose a few pounds in the first few weeks. Then after that, all downhill. Diets don't work. Losing weight doesn't work. But losing fat works. I've lost 23 pounds of inner body fat. And I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. My hydration's way up. My muscle is way up. My fat is way down. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. 100% money-back guarantee. A-plus rated. They've helped thousands over 20 years. They're trying to be conservative. They didn't want to guarantee the number, but they thought it was about 50,000 people have gone through their program. Only one has ever asked for their money back out of 50,000. One. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the masterclass. It's free. It'll teach you everything you need to know about energizedhealth.com. And then when it's time to make a decision, call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Tell me you know Wayne on the Roof, 40% off.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.